happened.
This is why we don't have guests anymore, Sasha.
Greetings, Amper Posse. It's the Amper Nothing Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Woo!
And special guest,
Kish.
Ooh. It sounds adorable when you say it like that.
Thanks.
Not Kish.
Kish.
Kish. His name is Kish.
Kish from Rosemont.
So what are we doing here?
We got a couple of beers I brought with.
Well, yeah.
Crack that bad boy open.
One is Pils Are Good.
Ah. I understood this joke.
Right.
That's a
Czech
really
Pilsner.
Nice. Wow.
You like that? With the Dumb and Dumber thing?
That is really good.
Yeah, I like that. And then the other one is one of my personal favorites. It's the Coffee Porter by Hayes Public House up in Buffalo, Minnesota.
I've never been.
It's the excuse. I use going to see Laszlo as the excuse for drinking this beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's
we'll start with this
one. You're going to start with that one?
Yeah.
While they're getting that set up, I'm drinking coffee.
You poor thing.
Oh, well, coffee porter, coffee
makes.
Yeah.
There's a parallel.
They're having beer coffee, and I'm just having coffee.
Boffy.
I might add some Kahlua to it later if I'm feeling it, but right now it's just coffee. Delicious, caffeinated coffee. I don't even know what kind of coffee. Whatever kind Salsa has in the house.
Coffee.
Mm. But even if I do eventually add Kahlua to my coffee, it will then just be coffee-flavored coffee.
As opposed to the other coffee.
You're welcome.
Right, exactly.
All right, so we've got ourselves.
All right,
a
you've been poured.
Porter.
All right.
Smell is delicious.
Oh, that does smell good.
Does it smell like coffee?
It does. And chocolate. Oh.
Ooh, I didn't get chocolate in mine. Mm. God damn it.
There is a cocoa-iness to it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm, that's a bit of all right.
That
well,
is
now I'm
really
mad
tasty.
That it's beer.
Yeah.
Mm. You want to try some?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Oh. Tastes like chicken.
Because what will happen is I will enjoy the first couple
of
notes
we're doing
of
tonight?
It. Lying. And then the hops will kick in and I'll be very sad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm good.
But we might
make
giggle.
It better.
I don't need you to giggle.
I kind of feel like we need us to giggle.
You
I giggle anyway.
Say your name again.
No.
All right.
See? It worked.
He's way better at this than you are.
Hmm.
No, I kind of just don't care, actually.
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
Like,
is he? Or am I just not putting in the effort? I'm not putting in the effort.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he is or isn't better than me. It just means that we don't know.
Do you wait for the recording to start and then you just starfish? Is that what's happening?
Right now, yes. Absolutely.
Amazing.
So anyway.
Yeah. What have you all been up to? I'll go
sports.
First. We're number one.
We're number one.
Well, okay, the Frost are number one.
Repeat.
Yes, repeat.
Walter Cup.
Yep.
Walter Cup.
The Frost are now the champions for as many years as have existed in the PWHL. That's right. They won it a second year in a row.
Hell yes.
Salsa, what did you do? A hockey thing.
I watched hockey.
We watched the hockey game together.
It did, yeah. Today is Memorial Day. And we had people over for Memorial Day. We had a nice barbecue. We made ribs and chicken and burgers and delicious foods.
And I was late.
We had a bunch of friends over. Yeah, Porter was doing something.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of people over, hung out, kids played, we had a grand old time. And then everybody else left, and Kish showed up, and we watched the game. It was the Frost up 2-1 in the series, so if they won, it was done and dusted.
Yep.
And they did it at home this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every single game in this series went to overtime with a score of 1-1.
Goddamn.
And that's how this ended as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But this was only one overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about second overtimes, Pippin?
Oh, don't push it, because there have been third overtimes.
Yeah, it was triple overtime. Yeah. And the charge, actually, in the semifinals went to four overtimes.
Well,
so,
weirdly, this is the first time in a little while that I've been, like, sort of loosely, casually following a sport.
Mm.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
For me.
Does the women's professional hockey league give you a sense of hope and interest in what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. That would make sense then.
Plus, they're really good.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. There's that.
Yeah. Usually they are. Yeah. Not 2 days ago. That game was awful.
Yeah. Well, both years we came in as the four seed.
Yep.
And
barely squeaked in.
Barely squeaked
playoff.
In. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a tie this year.
Yeah.
The only reason the Frost were in and not out is because the tie break went our way.
Yeah.
Like, it was a fucking nail biter.
Yeah.
And, yeah, crawled their way back to the top.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
No, it was a fun game to watch.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Porter was here. Jenna was here. James was not.
That's true.
Because he hates hockey.
Yep.
That must be the
He
reason.
Hates fun.
That is the only.
That's definitely true.
He hates professional women's hockey.
Yep.
Who am I, Alex Horn?
Oh, God. No, it was super fun, though.
It was a really good day overall. And the past few days have been good. My son had his birthday.
Yay!
So we celebrated that. We went out for sushi on his birthday proper.
That's really good.
Because that was his choice, and he is a smart child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then on Saturday, he went with just three friends to Sky Zone.
Cool.
Or not Sky Zone. Urban Air.
Okay.
Okay.
And just the four of them ran around and did that. And had a great old time.
That place is wild.
It is, yeah. But also expensive. So we were just like, we'll do a small group there, and then we'll have, you know, the bigger party with, like, extended family and stuff like that.
Sure.
All right, so yeah, it was a good time. We did that, and then, like I said yesterday, we had the family birthday thing, and it was a grand old time.
Mm.
And then, again, today, Memorial Day, we did the grilling with friends. It was just, the past few days have been full of friends and hanging out with people. And the weather's been great, so.
That is very
real
true.
Good.
Nice.
Can't complain there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, hockey!
We're number one.
We're number one. We're number one.
Yep. Again.
Yeah. Like, we just watched that happen an hour ago, so, like, I feel like we're all still kind of running
around. I'm actually
on
kind of exhausted from watching it, because it was edge of your seat the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times I screamed at the TV thinking there was a goal. Either way.
And this absolutely was a goalie battle.
Yeah.
Like, there was some moments where the goalies just made stretches that were like, how on physics bent to make the goalie make that save?
Yeah.
The movie that I have in my head right now is just like a Pokemon setup with two goalies.
And they're just charging up.
Fighting.
Just like Dragon Ball, where they're an entire episode is just them yelling, charging up.
Yeah.
Frost used stick.
Oh, that would actually be kind of amazing to do an animated version of this game using Dragon Ball Z animation.
A Shaolin soccer, but hockey.
Right.
Ooh. Right.
Ooh.
All right. I like that.
Now I just need to be talented at graphic design.
And writing.
Yeah.
And
I can just follow the script that was played on the ice.
I've been trying to be good at both of those things for a long time. Which is not to say that it's hard to do, it's that I'm not good at it.
What about the rest of you?
I did other sports-related things.
Ooh.
And Memorial Day-related
things.
There
are other sports?
There are. Baseball is a sport that exists in this state. Hey.
Oh, hey, they got two pennants.
Yeah.
Is that good?
84. 84.
87 and 91.
Yeah, 87.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, they won two World Series. That's the thing.
Yep.
Oh.
Way back in the day.
They got two cups. Got it.
Yeah. Yes. Close enough. Close enough. Sorry, I actually have.
I forgot to translate nut into salsa.
Yeah. All right, long story starts. Surprise! At my place of employment, they very much so encourage people to do volunteering and social responsibility, which means doing things with nonprofits, things for charity. That can even include, like, elder care, stuff like that, right? Like, they're kind of loose on what they consider charity work.
Sure.
Social responsibility. But each year, they have kind of a competition to see who can get the most hours.
Mm.
And I've never participated in the past because I log my hours, but then I get charity bucks that I can give to nonprofits.
Gotcha.
So, like, that's how I've logged my hours before, but I didn't sign up for the competition.
Oh, I see. Hmm.
So this year, one of my coworkers was like, well, sign up with me. And I was like, all right. So I did. And apparently they give out a couple of awards at the thank you ceremony.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Hmm. I didn't go because I had tickets for Josh Johnson at the Parkway Theater.
Look,
I feel like I made the right choice. Yeah. But apparently at that party, they announced the winners of a couple of categories. And one of them is their MVP. They have kind of a sports theme for this whole thing.
Hmm.
The MVP was somebody who had logged over 500 hours. And then they have the Rookie of the Year,
uh-huh.
who is the person that just started doing it this year, who logged the most hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that was me with 199.
Wow.
So, nice. Yay, I'm a winner.
You couldn't do that extra hour, huh?
What's sad is that I probably did and just didn't log it. That's what's sad. And a lot of those hours were me either volunteering with the fencing booth because we raise money for children's charities, specifically nonprofits, or being on the board and doing volunteer work for the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It all counts. It's all nonprofit work.
Yep.
So. So yeah, it was stuff I was going to be doing anyway, and it kind of feels like cheating, but I did the work. I get the hours. But yeah, so I got that great honor bestowed upon me. I won a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hooray, I won a thing. And they're like, yeah, it's tickets to a game. And I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. Sure. Right. That's fine.
I'll get in the stands. I'll have a brat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have a dog. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A helmet full of ice cream.
Yeah,
those are so
stuff
good.
Like that. And they're like,
so bad for me.
So the tickets that you have are for a Twins game in the Champions Club.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know what that is. That sounds like a box seating situation, which is great.
Sounds
That's
good.
That's a little fancy,
that
right?
Sounds good.
Holy shit, you guys!
Oh,
this was intense. The Champions Club is the best seating in the stadium. Which is the four sections directly behind home plate.
Oh, whoa.
It is very restricted access.
Mm-hmm.
And behind those four sections, they have a lounge with so much food. Like, all of the food. They have different stations. It's kind of buffet style.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they have a dessert station, they have a charcuterie station, they have a salad station.
And if I recall, that's all included in the ticket.
It is all included in the ticket.
Jeez.
Plus,
I could make them regret that.
Right?
They have a full bar. The beer and house wine is also included in the ticket. Yep.
Dang.
Yeah, they serve. So I ended up. And they also have, like I said, 18 million different types of food things. You can also get just regular ballpark food there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So if you're like, I'm at the game and I want a dog, you can get a dog, right?
I was kind of thinking that if you had held a gun to my head, the last food I would have guessed at a baseball game was going to be charcuterie.
What I had. In and amongst these various things, my entree was the pecana.
Okay.
You know what that is?
I believe so.
It is, specifically, it is a part of beef. It's a butt part that is...
That's why they call it picanha.
But it is covered in fat.
I was going to say something else.
So when they cook it, all of that fat just goes right into it. Yeah. They slow cook it for hours. Mm. Like 8 to 10 hours, they slow cook this thing. And here's the thing. They slow cooked this, but it was still at like a medium rare.
Dang.
Right? I don't know how they worked
that's
the magic.
That's really low temperature.
It's
they're cooking it at 98 degrees.
It was...
Just kind of...
I think what they do is they basically slow cook it really low for a really long time and then raise the heat at the end to actually, like, cook it. But what they're trying to do is
get
just
some
melt...
on the outside.
They're just trying to melt the fat into the thing. And they fucking succeeded. I took a bite of that and I was like, oh my God, where has this been all my life? So good. It's a
out here in the price baseball. Range.
It's a Brazilian way of cooking a specific thing.
Put her in a new beef bracket.
Oh my God, it was so good. Like the wedge potatoes and like all that. Oh God, the entire thing was amazing. They had a wall of candy. Floor to ceiling wall of candy. Kind of like, you know, the dispensers for like bulk foods and stuff?
Yeah,
it was
kind
of like that. But candy.
Two small German children chewing on a corner.
Jenna, why the pointy hat?
I got hungry.
Shut up, stay away from
it. It was a fun part. It was covered in fat. It was the best meat.
Really, what? It was so good.
Why can't that kid sit down?
Don't ask. I invited a friend of mine to come with who is a major Twins fan. She is consistently going to games. She posts about it all the time. She calls them her boys.
Aww.
She fucking loves the Twins. Mm-hmm. She's got so much Twins stuff. I invited her. And I sent the ticket over to her. I got there about 5 minutes early.
Uh-huh.
So she comes in and she's like, oh my God, I had no idea any of this. And she's standing between me and a wall. And I go, my friend, please turn your left and take a look at the wall. It was the trophy wall. It had the trophies for the World Series and some other thing that they won, like some division thing, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Somebody is screaming right now.
Right. But she turns and she looks. She's just like, oh, my God. And I'm sick because I got there 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there in the lounge drinking this
this is casual. I'm here all the time.
Complimentary mimosa.
Oh.
Just like, take your pictures, then get your complimentary mimosa, and then we'll go into the lounge prop. I'm just like super chill. And she's freaking out over everything. She's like, this is so cool. There was also a bobblehead of some player that she really liked that she got, you know, and she's like,
Knobloch.
That's an old name. Then we got in there with all of the food, and then we got to the seats. You guys.
Yeah?
Our seats were six rows in.
Jeez.
From the field.
Mm-hmm.
If we walked down to the first row, that's closer to home plate than the pitcher's mound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were...
Mm-hmm. Right there.
In the field for this game. And it's weird because when you watch it from further away or higher up or on TV, it looks huge. When you're right there, you're like, oh, that's adorable. It just looks so much smaller when you're that close for some reason. It's some weird forced perspective thing.
Jen had a date like that once.
Unfortunately.
She was in the fifth row and it looked smaller.
Yeah. When you're in the field, it looks smaller.
That's so true. But we could see like the different heights on the... We could see their faces.
Their nose hairs.
I was like, oh my God, their belts coordinate with their shoes.
Yeah?
They were apparently wearing their whites. I guess that's one of the colors of uniform they get to wear or something. Mm-hmm. And half of them were wearing red shoes with it. But with the whites, they all wear these sparkly red belts. And I could see the sparkles in their sparkly red belts. We were very close.
They click them together and they say there's no place like home plate.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is what it's like, Kish.
Yep.
This is what it's like.
Jenna was so close she could smell their halitosis the whole game.
I really know. Well, and we knew they could hear us because I said something loud and one of them just started giggling. I was like,
oh,
yes.
God, what did you say?
That's an irresponsible level of power.
I don't remember the exact phrasing, but it was something about, like, I could almost pet one of them or something like that.
Leave it to Jenna to make it creepy.
No, what's extra weird is that they were very pretty, and then I realized later they were all my daughter's age, and I was like, oh, God, nope,
yeah.
nope.
Jenna's a cougar.
Now I am putting Kalu in this coffee. So anyway. But, so yeah, we watched the game.
The transformation to cougar is complete.
always bring a super fan if you're going to a thing like this, because...
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number one, it was so delightful watching my friend have this amazing experience. Like, mm-hmm. I had a good time. I had a lovely time. And the food, again, the free booze, lovely. Distracting. So,
you're welcome.
But my friend, watching my friend wig the fuck out of everything. They had a display for one of the players. And she's like, that's my boy! And she's like, taking pictures. And I'm like, I assume that is a current player. I don't know. And the game itself was a really good game, too. It was against the Kansas City Royals.
Hey.
They were up, so the Royals were up 4-0 at the top of the fourth, by the middle of the fourth, I guess. And then by the bottom of the sixth, we were tied at 4-4.
Jeez.
And it stayed that way to the ninth inning, wherein, bottom of the ninth, two outs, two strikes, three balls. We've got somebody on second, somebody on third. And our guy hit a nice drive into left that went right past the shortstop.
Jeez.
And we managed to walk it in.
I like how she says our guy instead of the name of the player.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
No idea.
Yep. I have no clue. I don't know. One of the twins.
Yeah.
One of all 18 of
what?
The twins.
They're twins. They look alike.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I have no idea. I am a fan of the Frost, and I only know, like, three names on that team. Well, so chill out, buddy. it was intense. Like, we're at that level. We're like, oh, God, are we going into overtime? And then that drive just went right past the shortstop and bounced on the ground. And we were like, yes.
It's perfect.
Everybody... up out of their seats, fireworks exploding.
Hell yes.
Like, it was intense.
It was actually outdoors, but... Yeah,
well, you know, Target Field is
I still
outdoors.
Make the joke about something being such inside baseball that it has to obey the Metrodome rule.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I feel old because I got that.
There's so many other reasons you could feel old, Kish.
The
Don't
knees,
limit yourself.
The lower back, trigger finger,
The
balding head, gray hair.
And then after that, like, once the game was done, all of the stuff was closed, so we could have.
You mean they don't
like
keep going?
No, it's weird. It's like the game is over.
I thought that's when the party started.
All of their fathers walk out onto the field to play catch with them. And then they have orange slices and Capri Suns.
I will say, I think we could still get alcohol at the bar inside, and we could have hung out at the lounge for a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
But we didn't. My friend had a show to get to.
Yeah.
It was actually closing night of the show for her, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet she went there with a lot of energy.
She was like, this is such a weird day for me because I'm so excited for this and I'm so sad for that to be closing. Yeah. Like
last day of summer camp.
But yeah, so I mean that was basically where it ended.
I'm picturing her acting and trying to be in a sober moment and just going.
By the way,
The one thing I did want to say about the whole experience, because it was fucking incredible. Like everybody was so nice to us, and just like all of the staff there was incredible. When my friend was obviously freaking out, I could see kind of the stiff upper lip concierge guy at the front just being like, "That's adorable." it wasn't a snooty, judgy anything. He was there, and he was excited. I think he was a little internally excited to see somebody else actually having a good time, because when we were sitting in those seats. My buddy was screaming her head off the entire time. Mm-hmm. She was clapping along to everything. She was shouting at the play, all of this stuff. And I do the cheers. I do the claps. Yeah. I do the whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not consistently shouting, but I'm there for the encouraging bits.
She claps
bits.
On the ones and threes.
Yes. I'm a white woman, so... surprise.
You're white? Sorry.
Oh, honey. but everybody around us in those sections were just kind of sitting there like they weren't getting into it at all.
Like you're watching a dog food commercial.
It was sad that I could pick out the couple of people that were cheering in our section.
Yeah.
They were just so grumpy. And I'm like, and I know for a fact that most people have to get season tickets.
Yeah.
For these seats.
Mm-hmm.
And those season tickets are $33,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. If you're going to pay $33,000 for the best seats at a game, you should fucking enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
By the way, that's just the rent, the fee to hold your spot. You still have to pay for the ticket to get in and sit.
That is nuts.
Mm. I was pretty sure that was the actual season ticket price, the 33.
With the
because they have lower tiers.
Yeah.
For the I'm pretty sure that's the actual season ticket thing.
Right, but the Wild and at least when the Twins were in the Metrodome. Mm-hmm. When you got season tickets, you paid that. The example my coworker used was you paid $10,000 for the seats, but you still had to pay ticket price to get into the game to sit in your seats.
I think this is different with the Champions Club thing because you are basically buying a season membership into that lounge.
Yeah,
you get to go into that lounge at any time, and those seats are a part of that deal.
Gotcha.
I think it's different with that. It's probably similar for the box seats.
Yeah. 33,000 is two of my car new.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when you get a a suite, it's that same way. There's a price for renting a suite, and then there's a price per seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The suites, I'm pretty sure, work that way. But I think the Champion Club is because it is just this all inclusive whatever thing.
If anybody knows,
let
us know.
Sure.
Yeah. For sure.
They regardless, they paid way too much money to not have a good time at that game.
I can kind of see, if you're somebody who's had those seats for years, think about the first time. Well, we've all worked at festival. The first time you got to go backstage,
and it was very exciting.
And it's very exciting. Now when you go backstage, it's like, oh fuck, this again. That's broken. It's just I can see the familiarity getting
breeds contempt. Yeah.
Yep. I'd be willing to bet that half of those people were pissed that you guys were cheering.
Oh yeah. No, I'm pretty sure the woman I was sitting next to rolled her eyes, and I was just like I'm sitting there. Mm-hmm. My buddy is screaming her head off. The lady next to us is like, and I'm like, yeah, come on,
yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yep.
But yeah, it was definitely, well, and I understand, like, how for these people it might be passé. Mm-hmm. Stop fucking buying the seats then. Yeah, stop fair. Going if you're not going to have a good time. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah.
You could get the same service in your mansion watching it on your fills up a wall TV.
But then you wouldn't have the clout of being at the game. And you wouldn't be seen on TV during every pitch.
No. But I am going to still show up at their house and start screaming every time.
And in a world full of Henry Higginses being Eliza Doolittle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a lovely time, and I had an even greater experience watching my friend have the fucking time of her life.
Fantastic.
And yeah, I recommend if you can, do it and maybe have fun.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
33,000. You got this.
Yeah, no problem.
See. Nope, that's not enough.
Nope.
Maybe
so, yeah,
if I sell both my car and my wife's car.
I thought you were going to say, and your
you
wife.
You get a ticket.
And my wife. Maybe then we can get the spot. If I sell my kids, too, then I can get the seat.
Really, the disaster of it is parting them out is the...
Yeah. Oh, no, they're tender at this age. You can part them out pretty easily.
The butt...
Who doesn't need a new liver at this point, am I right?
Yeah. Actually, if you're selling...
Parts is parts.
Bids start at $33,000.
It's
tough but fair.
Wonder if I can use my HSA for that.
$33,150. You want the valet parking too?
Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
Those same people who spent $33,000, they'd probably be there, but they would have a bib on for your liver. Yeah.
Fava beans.
I knew that's where that was going.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was my Saturday. Sunday had some people over for a cookover.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a delightful time. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed ourselves immensely. The end. Like, I really just don't know how to top the Champion Club experience.
For sure. I mean, it sounds incredible.
I also did Memorial Day things.
Woo.
All right, James, what sport did you go to?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I already talked about it last week, fencing.
Yeah, but what about this week?
What about this weekend?
tonsil hockey. So, all right.
Slap shot.
Oh, God.
He shoots, he's gone.
He likes it rough.
When the gloves come off. The...
Hip check. Ooh.
or worse, when the gloves go on.
Wait, which one is the penalty box? That's... 2 minutes for high sticking?
Yeah, you only go in the penalty box for 2 minutes. No longer.
Yep. I'm back on the ice. All right.
Five for fighting.
Yep. Oh, man. The crease.
Oh, game misconduct.
Don't cross the red line.
Oh, so sorry. That was a dinger. All right. So we...
Somebody at the door?
This devolved.
I did a bunch of work around the house, and then we just had like a full schedule of being places and getting things done, and then there was a wake for a dear family friend, which just devolved into drunken board games and s'mores making.
I do like s'mores.
Around a fire. It was that was nice. I wish it were for a happier reason, but, people go sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, but, nothing to do about it. Then today I decided the reason that I wasn't here, I did actually want to be here and watch the game with everybody, but the reason that I wasn't here was that, I'm going to be camping up north, close to where my RV is parked, And we all wanted a bathroom, so I fixed up the bathroom in the RV and then drove it to go. I had to call a bunch of different places and be like, hey, my RV has a tank for waste and a tank for drinkable water. I need one of them filled and the other one empty.
Do not mix those.
Correct. No. Yeah. I need to emptied and one of those filled. And it was kind of difficult finding a place. And I've had some...
Please tell me you were a little more specific than that.
I was.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Well, the thing was, when I first called one of the places, they were like, well, what do you want? And I said, I need to empty out the gray and black water and then get the water tank. What? My RV? Yeah? I need to get rid of the wastewater. Oh, you need to dump. Yes.
Well, that's classy.
Okay. Well, we're open until 7. And then, thankfully, she did call me back, and she was like, well, I'm sorry. My husband says that it's broken. We can't take any... I'm sorry. There are a couple of places around. Good luck.
She didn't want to take your shit.
Yeah, apparently. I called a bunch of different places, and then found a place that was real close by, and they... It was... What?
How long... Did you have stuff in your waste tanks all winter?
No.
Okay.
No, I went camping up there a little while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Don't most RV parks have a place to dispose of all that?
But I also didn't know which ones would be open and like have an open office hours today.
But when you went camping...
Yeah,
you should
when
have
you
been
were
able to go
done
dumping.
Camping. You
dump on the way out.
It wasn't necessarily in a campground.
Oh, okay.
It's just parked on land.
Oh,
I see.
Out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, I didn't empty it that time.
Well, then dump it into a field.
I was gonna say drive to a KOA and just
the corn will be happy for it.
just like hook it up to a rope and just pull it on the freeway.
I personally recommend a ditch in Iowa if you can find one.
Just look for a truck with a Punisher sticker on it, and fuck. All right, but I went and took care of that, and it was the first time I called and I was like, okay, I'm gonna hook up the pipe to the, and the guy was like, don't bother, we got all of this stuff, and like. He had hoses there that they use. He was
that
like, you don't have to put on gloves or nothing. I got this. And, like, hooked everything up and drained everything. And he was like, oh, there's almost nothing in there. And I was like, yeah, there's not a lot. I just wanted to make sure it was empty. And he's like, oh, you didn't already pay, did you? I was like, yeah, I did. And he's like, oh, well, now I feel bad. Do you need the water filled or anything? I was like, yeah, I do need the water. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll fill up the water. And, like, and he was like, oh, what's working? What's not working? And you said this is an old camper you bought used. So what's the, you know? And I was like, well, I don't think that the water heater works. And he's like, I'd be glad to take a look at that for you. And I was like, I don't have time today. He's like, well, you'll stop by again. And then, you know, you don't have to pay for your next two dumps to empty the tanks, and I'll fill it up. No problem. Come by anytime. And I was like, that's really kind.
You found yourself an honest Midwestern businessman.
Right.
Yep.
You need to mark that spot on a fucking map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're getting more and more rare.
Aww.
Yeah. No, it's what a fantastic human
that's
being.
So sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And like filled up the water, gave me a bunch of advice because one of the sensors on the tanks is stuck. And so he was like, oh, this is, you got to do this thing and then it'll just clear the
jam. You just
got to
jiggle the handle a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Because it's something that you have to do that involves a toilet, very literally, jiggling the handle kind of is the fix. Which is super funny to me, yeah.
So you're saying you have to go in the toilet and jiggle the handle?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I called it.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, just had like a really nice time. In the meantime, I had brought Bear up there, and he was assembling and using one of these massive weed whips. It's like if a line trimmer had an older brother. This is
did it have a saw blade on it instead of a whip?
No, it was still that, but instead of having like a 1 foot, 1.5 foot diameter and a shield on a little rod that you carry around.
Yeah.
It looks like a lawnmower with half of it missing.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like a scary whizzing disc
It's more for a trimming brush than just grass.
Yeah. And I think that there is a saw blade available for it, and I think that's probably what we're going to have to do, because we went through three whips on that thing and cleared very little space with it, because it's aggressive up there.
Yeah, if it's a thing I'm thinking of, you can get grinder discs for it that it turns everything into mulch.
So you're saying you can get aggressive whippers for your grinder disc?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I just needed to double check on that.
Yep.
The disc, not the app.
I don't install things from a disc anymore. All right.
I'm mad, but well done.
Yeah.
Just thumb it in with a drive.
For God's sakes, move on. It's been a long time.
It wasn't because of discs, but a 3.5-inch something did give him a lip wrist.
For God's sakes, move on.
Anyway, I've got...
This is what it's like, salsa.
Got all kinds of stuff done.
5 1/4 back in the day.
Yeah, but it only worked on one side.
Make good money that way.
No. Fine. If it had the notch in it, you could flip it over.
Yeah. The little lock slider.
Oh, I'm an old nerd.
Yep.
So,
and just
a bunch of the bathroom had been disassembled in order to do work on the walls and stuff, and I'm trying to put it back together and got it mostly buttoned up and ready for people to poop in it. So, that'll be next weekend, is people testing it out.
And just to be clear, you're going camping in a tent, and the RV is there just to be shat in.
And also probably to charge people's phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That.
Because what else are you going to do on the shitter?
Basically. Right. I mean, you're not wrong.
You're not going to store cold food in it or anything?
Doesn't work. Okay. Yet. And the fridge doesn't work yet.
So you don't have an RV.
You have a shitter on wheels.
You have a portable Biffy and charging station.
It's a motorized porta potty.
The two beds are very nice. Well, three beds.
That you won't be using.
Two of the three beds are really nice, and the other one is kind of a camping bed.
Yeah. The beds that you will not be using.
I might, but I've got a really nice tent.
You bought the used RV just for the shitter?
No, I bought the used RV for fest.
Also for charging phones. Were you not listening?
Oh, God. Sorry. I forgot.
No.
I have ADHD. I apologize.
Because the air conditioning on the house part of the RV works.
But not the car part of the RV.
The car part of the RV works, but doesn't have working air conditioning. But the air conditioning only works if it's plugged in.
And there's no pass. And there's no pass through between the cab.
No, there really is long extended.
I can only drive in long circles.
But it has to be ever decreasing down. And you have to turn around and go back the way.
Like a fucking dog run. pretty much that, yeah.
Or he just needs to, like, the San Francisco trolley cables. Raise up a gantry.
There you go.
Yeah, but then you can only follow the power lines.
But no, it's it needs a lot. It needs a lot of stuff, but it's okay.
But the toilet
and especially
works.
Especially for Fest, it has been really nice to have air conditioning, and it has been really nice to like have a cushy bed and stuff. You know, it's really bougie. even though half the shit is broken, it feels so much more posh
than your really nice tent.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, the actual reason that I'm not staying in it versus staying in a tent is that I don't. The bed is right next to the bathroom.
Yes.
And I really, if I'm going to be awakened in the middle of the night, I really don't want it to be by the sound of somebody shitting.
Challenge accepted.
Kish is just going to show up. He doesn't know where you're camping yet.
No.
But I mean, he's just going to show up, find your tent, squat right outside of it.
I'm going to let you know
right now.
I'm going to
wait till he's home. Just be in his bathroom, door wide open, so it echoes.
I thought it was going to do that anyway.
One of the things about the house that I have purchased that is interesting is that the vent from the bathroom, like the air return from the bathroom, goes into the basement directly above the Pittsburgh shitter that we have. And that means that if you are in either bathroom, you are essentially sharing radio communication with the other bathroom.
It's like string on a string.
It's two cans on a string.
Literally. What?
Yep. Why are you telling this to Kish?
It's...
Because he hasn't learned yet.
What is that?
I am the ghost of shit's past.
I am the ghost of dinner's past.
Yeah. See, the thing is that I have like a million Google Mini speakers all over my house.
Yeah.
And I have them in the bathroom. Yeah. So like...
You have... Google Mini speakers everywhere in your house?
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Jenna hasn't learned either.
Yeah. Good luck getting into that, though, bitch.
Yeah.
So. I'm very specific. I learned to lock that down the day I had a Google Mini in my bathroom, and I'm in the middle of a shower, and I have the tunes playing, because that's why I want them in the bathroom, to have the tunes going during the shower.
Yeah.
And my daughter decided to Rickroll me. Yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
No, James.
So I learned how to lock that down pretty quick. So.
I will say that myself and my hips are of an age that I will happily sleep next to a toilet if it means not sleeping on the ground.
Oh, I'm not sleeping on the ground either. I've got a cot. Yeah.
I will take a bed over a cot as well.
I too will take the bed, but I can also sleep through anything.
Yes, also that.
Please see
I actually bought a
previous
cot that I like better than my bed at home.
Oh, wow.
It's really goddamn nice.
we'll talk
about that. I went to move in with Charles' best friend, former landlord, I moved my cot in while I was waiting to move my bed in and get it all reassembled and stuff. And that cot is extraordinarily comfortable.
Well, Kish, what about you?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
Well,
since we last had you on the podcast. Go.
Since I was last here.
Oh, good luck, buddy.
Holy shit.
You have 10 minutes. Go.
780 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Right. There was a thing and another thing and a pandemic and more things.
Yep.
And but the most recent thing was kind of sad.
Yeah.
I had to help a friend close down his brewery. So Burning Brothers Brewery is no more, which is actually why I brought this Hayes Public House coffee porter, because I wanted you guys to try it, see if you'd like it, and kind of shamefully plug another friend of mine who was in the beer business, so that they don't
have to do the same.
Have to do the same thing.
Yeah. Sure.
So if and this coffee porter is amazing.
It's very good.
It's the reason I go up to Buffalo.
100% will say it was very good.
If anybody wants a really good porter or just really good beer, go see Pugs up at Hayes Public House in Buffalo. The Googles will take you right there.
I used to live near Buffalo.
Yeah.
I bought a car in Buffalo once.
I've never been to Buffalo.
But you should go.
But you love their wings.
I've been to Buffalo, New York and had wings in Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, very Minnesota, good. You just go west for a bit.
Yeah.
So I'll take you out there sometime.
Okay.
Like, take him out?
Shh.
Oh!
J- Jenna, this one's slow.
It really is.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
He's very delightful.
Yeah, he is. Wait.
But he's very delightful.
He tries really hard.
That's very That's, true.
He is very trying. Yes. That is correct.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
My most recent endeavor was to try to purchase a truck today. That didn't work out so well. I got everything signed. I got most of the down payment there. But because the banks weren't open today, there was nobody on the other end to confirm my debit card.
You hit your cap.
I have to wait until tomorrow. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And I actually did it to myself because I intentionally locked my debit card down to a certain amount.
Yep.
Sure.
To avoid the, you know, somebody else taking your number and just draining everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got the same thing.
So, yeah. But hopefully tomorrow I show up and I get to drive away in my brand new truck.
Nice. Oh, God.
It's a Toyota Tundra.
Ooh.
The SR5.
Are you okay, James?
I do. Of the trucks that I've considered, and I have considered five of them, the Toyota Tundra is one of them. That's a really nice truck.
Yep. Yeah. And it's got the TRD rally package to it. Huh. So it's got the skid plates underneath. Because I fully intend on decking this thing out for overlanding.
Yeah.
Just
so you don't get high centered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Yeah. Nice. It's got the rear locker in it. It's great.
Nice.
And most importantly, it has AC.
That is.
Yeah. My current vehicle lost, or its AC failed.
I was going to say, wait.
Where'd it go?
Do you mean that you lost it, it's no longer functioning, or do you mean you lost it at 70 miles an hour?
it's no longer functioning. And I discovered this just a handful of days before making the trek down to South Dakota.
Oh,
to Sioux Falls.
No.
In 98 degree weather.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was soaking wet when I got there.
You might as well have biked.
Yeah. it's miserable as shit.
That does remind me, I need to get my AC checked out. It technically works in all of the spots except for the drivers.
God
what?
Damn.
What?
I know, right? Like, the rest of them will have a decent amount of cool air coming out of it, and then the driver's side is just like, have some lukewarm in your face. And I'm like, come on.
So the thermometer on my old car was faulty. Mm-hmm. And so it would...
Got to stop putting it up your butt.
I mean, where else are you going to store it?
I really want to make a dipshit joke right now. I can't formulate it, but I think the punchline is enough. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's how you put salsa on a pedestal.
Yep.
Oh.
It would work fine unless you came to a stop.
Oh.
And so every time you stopped at a stoplight, it would immediately start blowing hot air.
Oh, God. Rush hour was hell.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking bad. Because, if I was in rush hour traffic, as soon as you come to a stop, hot air would come blasting out at you. And then it would start to overheat.
Oh, my
God. What kind of car is that?
What was this?
He checked
this
his
was,
shoe.
Kia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I have since gotten it fixed.
Yeah.
It involved replacing the entire engine.
Jesus.
To get fixed.
Christ.
Wow.
But Kia paid for it, so.
Well, all right. Nice.
One nice thing I got with my truck, or once I get it tomorrow, is a 10-year, 120,000 mile, like, bumper to bumper, everything is covered except for brakes and oil changes, which they already covered another thing for the first 3 years.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm doing an advertisement for them, but this place is great.
Yeah. That's excellent.
I cannot.
Which place did you go?
I went to Rudy Luther.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I need to get my windshield replaced now.
I need to get my windshield replaced. It's been cracked for like 4 years.
Mine has been cracked since Friday.
Yeah.
When my son and I were getting ready to go to Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And
did he practice on the windshield?
No, we were loading up our stuff in the car, and my wife carries my bag with my gear out, and I'm standing by the passenger door, and I
hold out my arms to have her huck my bag at me, and she launches it at me, and the water bottle, the metal water bottle crack.
I feel like this was an avoidable situation.
She feels
really the windshield on my current vehicle.
You literally asked for it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So she shouldn't feel bad at all.
Yeah.
This was on you.
I can't stop her from feeling.
Just bring it in as a warranty issue. It's supposed to be waterproof.
On
my current vehicle, the windshield is full of like little micro pits. And it's because parking out at the Renaissance Festival in the campground during those windstorms we had in like, I think, 2014, 2015.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Where it blew all that quarry rock across everybody's vehicles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I drive into the sun, I can't see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll usually like pull off somewhere and just wait.
You don't just hang your head out the side.
Tongue
flapping in the wind.
Yeah, it's not good. I need to get it replaced, but that's $580 and I'm just.
So instead, you got a whole new vehicle.
But I'm not trading this one in. I'm keeping it.
Weird coincidence. Yeah. I was picking up fancy coffee for my spouse on Thursday. I went Wednesday or Thursday and went to roll up the window, and it didn't.
No.
It went clunk and then fell into the door.
Yep.
And then I fell off the track.
No. I tried to pull and pop it back into the. Would not go. So brought it in. I also have a bumper to bumper. Absolutely everything is covered for parts and manufacturing defects.
Yep.
And $480 plus the inspection. $180 inspection later. They only charged me for the oil change and tightening a belt. One of the belt tensioners needed to be redone.
Your car's losing weight.
Yeah. They put a couple extra holes in it.
Okay, great.
Now the window is fixed, and it's really those warranties are fucking worth it.
Yeah.
It's paid for itself, five, six times over. Not because there's anything wrong with my car, but just because shit happens.
Mm.
Bad things happen to cars, and I probably could be gentler on a tiny car, but I can't.
I bought a truck, so I wouldn't have to be gentle.
Yeah,
because I've hit that age where I'm starting to give less and less fucks.
Yeah.
My current car is full of door dings. It just got hit a couple days ago again.
Mm.
There's a new white stripe that somebody left behind.
Jesus. God damn.
And it's just it's still comfortable to drive in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On not hot days.
Yeah.
Right.
And it still goes. Still goes.
Yeah. Are you trading that in?
Nope.
For the value, selling it, keeping it?
No, it's not. The trade-in value on that thing right now, because of its mileage and condition, is only $1,100, and that wasn't going to take enough off the payments to be worth it to me.
For sure.
Because I can use this vehicle for driving around in the inner city, where I know I'm going to get door dings, and I know I'm going to, have to park in tight spaces where you don't want to try to park a truck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you come visit me in Uptown?
When people are going to hit it,
You assume I'm going to come visit? No, totally. I'll come visit. Yes, I will come visit you.
When you come to the BLB in Uptown?
One corner of my car has been hit four times, just backed into, flat out.
Try turning it around.
the fucked up thing is, every time I see the same make and model, if it has been hit, it's been hit in the same corner.
Driver's side rear panel?
No, driver's side front.
Really?
Really, really.
Huh.
Yeah. The front fender's always pushed in and broken.
Hmm.
It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Interesting.
That is apparently where the car is invisible. I think they named it accurately. It's called a Mirage.
God
and
damn.
The reason that I think people keep hitting it is I think they look at it and they think it's a regular size car, but farther away. Mm-hmm. But, like, pretty seriously, I saw three cars in my neighborhood when I was living on Blaisdell. I saw three cars in my neighborhood of the same make and model, and all of them had a fucked up front driver's side fender.
Maybe there was just one of your neighbors in that area was going around.
Just serially fucking murdering them.
Yeah. But, like, just specifically that one.
That's where the magnets are.
Yeah.
It attracts other vehicles.
I was at a gas pump filling it, and I watched someone pull around the gas pump to drive to back into my car while I was filling it. And he just stopped there with his car, like, halfway into the fender of my car. I had to yell at him and be like,
"Hi.
Can you hang on a minute? Look. What the hell?" Yeah. But no, it just kept happening. It hasn't happened for a little while. Knock on wood. You're like, "My car's already fucked up. I'll do
okay,
it for fun."
So Brian's coming over to your place, up your car, fucking 100%. Up your toilet.
Yep.
That's right. Multi-talented.
Yep. Triple threat.
Then he's not going to wipe his feet on the way in.
I didn't know that was why you... I suspected a different...
I was surprised you said feet, too.
Just a nerd there, yeah.
I know what I said. Oh, my goodness.
Should we take a break?
I mean, maybe.
Sure, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now for a word from our sponsors.
We don't have sponsors. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Now whispered into my brother's ear, "Look what I can do that Dad can't."
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Yep.
You don't want to get back into the podcast on that one, do you?
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm still Jenna. Kish.
Hey, shut up. Do it again. And we're back.
I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
God fucking damn it.
And I'm James.
And I'm Kish.
And I'm Kish.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Kish.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five. Hate you so much. This is why we don't have guests anymore.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, yeah. This is why you don't have guests.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Robaba!
Robaba! What?
Robaba.
That's who wrote the Fast Five.
Oh!
Yeah. Robaba.
I forgot how this works. I'm sorry. It's been a while.
One of our listeners sent us a Fast Five.
Yep.
The listener's name is Robaba.
Robaba.
Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba. Robaba.
Did you just talk about
Hey, Mr. Bassman.
Dang-a-dang?
Get really with
him. No, his dong-a-dong.
Oh.
And then his diggy-diggy.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay.
His dang diggy diggy.
Dang diggy
dang
diggy.
Dang diggy diggy. Okay.
opening thoughts.
Ooh, he has thoughts.
Brain not found.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, see, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Packed in box marked toiletries.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that would make sense. Mm-hmm.
They're all marked toiletries.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Gothic moving. congratulations.
That reminds me of something I did to Laszlo when he was moving.
Oh, good.
So he was, when he and Becca had moved out to Buffalo, they were packing up all the boxes, and Laszlo started complaining about all of the boxes of DVDs that he had to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I did is, when I went to help him, you know, load boxes into the truck, I brought a Sharpie with me, and I started marking everything DVDs.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Because I'm a dick.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Fucking cold.
Oh, my God. I appreciate that. That's
great. All right. Question number one. Fast
or slow?
Slow.
Slow.
Yeah, I'd do slow.
Fast.
Oh.
Yeah, story checks out.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so I've heard.
Okay.
I'm old, so.
You've camped near him, too?
We're moving on to the next one.
The campground tells no lies.
Oh, the I've got things stories. That you learn when you're the associate
Porter has stories.
Oh, shit.
Giving him significant looks right now.
I've got one story I was forced to tell on the Ville stage.
Yep.
And if you can find that YouTube clip, you can have it. I'm not telling it again.
Nope.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, good God.
All right. Question number two. Slow.
Or fast.
Oh, I'm going fast on this one.
I'm sticking slow.
Staying fast.
Mm.
I'll stay slow. I was never about Fast and Furious.
Okay.
I'm sticking slow because I have ADHD and I'm dyslexic, and it just kind of fits the mantra.
See, that's why fast. Because if it's not over, I've already lost interest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was talking about my brain, not the activity. Yeah.
Mm. All right. I think we all went.
Yeah.
Salsa.
You're looking at me like I should change my answer.
He doesn't know.
Question number three. Yard work.
Mm. Or painting a room.
I would much rather paint a room than do yard work.
Yard work.
Cut and edge. I'm so, you guys, I am so good at edging.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I feel like that one stands pretty much on its own, really. But no, I love painting. If you need me to help paint your house, call me over. I will come help. I've also done mural work.
Oh.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it immensely. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm.
Both are interminable. But if I had to do one or the other, I would do yard work 10 out of 10 times.
All right.
I despise painting.
I don't despise painting, but I've hit that age where I can't handle the fumes anymore.
The fumes are the best part. I told you I love painting. What did you think I was talking about?
That's why she has a bottle of rubber cement in her purse.
So years ago.
Meanwhile, back at the farm.
Yeah, I had a.
What are we drinking?
I had a. years ago, I had a landlord who was a movie maker. And he was talking about they were filming a movie, and they were back like behind this Walmart, and there was just follow me.
But what kind of never mind?
But
I got a list going through my head.
He said he heard they heard noise in the bushes, and they like peered into the bushes, and there was this dude sitting in the bushes with a can of gold spray paint.
Paint. Yeah.
And he just had gold spray paint around his mouth. And he was sitting there, and all they, like, they would be filming, and just kind of in the background, they would hear, kssst.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Kssst.
Oh my God. It's a little too bad it wasn't silver.
Yeah. Witness me!
Yes. The moment of seriousness, yes, Bill technically died of huffing, so, like, don't actually do that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. So anyway, back to the joking about huffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but painting is awful. But I will do yard work.
Yeah, don't huff that.
Don't so huff that fart.
Of the two, painting a room is worse.
Is it?
Yes.
For me, it depends on what the yard work is.
Mm, I can see that.
Yeah. Mowing the lawn? Fine.
Edging?
Pretty great.
I am actually pretty good at that kind of edging.
Also, trimming
location
her bushes.
Location isn't that important for me,
yep,
really.
Yep.
I will say, like, also yard work is kind of a no-go for me, or I just don't like it because it always kicks at my allergies.
Mine too.
Yeah. One
I will
or
still
18
do it over
million
painting.
Others of them. But yeah, I'm just like, ugh. I tried to do yard work the other day and I lasted like a half an hour.
For me,
it kind of sucked.
Painting is okay, but it does feel very zero sum. Like you're either doing a good job or you're fucking it up. And when I can do like one or two coats and it's good, great. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. If it's something where I'm going to have to come back and do many, many, many coats, I don't love that.
That's why you pay a little extra for the good paints.
For sure.
Get the stuff that already has a primer in it.
Whoa, whoa.
Do.
Whoa, whoa.
Many coats will do.
Yeah. So, I gotta say.
Okay. I thought it was stupid when I did it, but Kish's expression makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
I was like, are people coming along?
I will say that. When you are done painting and you move the furniture in, you don't have to come back to fucking trim the paint, a thousand times every year.
No, trim is a part of the painting process. There's.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you're a lot better at edging than I am.
Don't you paint the trim. No, don't paint the trim. You leave.
Well, if it's the wood trim, you leave it alone.
Yeah.
But a lot of times with these houses.
As far as painting is getting close without painting
that's
the
edging.
Trim.
That's edging.
That's edging.
Yep.
Dude. Like the fucking far wall just changed color. What are you doing?
I'm putting the first coat on.
It looks like a caveman mosaic.
That's just the handprint.
It moves. Yeah. It moves in the light.
That's the ghost. You gave him an outline.
It's a drawing of the menu item.
painting a room is worse.
Did you have cabbage?
No. Question number four.
Restaurant.
Ooh.
All right, good.
We didn't drive in together today.
Nope.
That's just...
That is how white trash they are. When you say restaurant and they go, ooh, fancy.
You want to run a room party?
Ooh, yeah, it has right. Golden arches.
Ooh. if those are the golden arches, I'd hate to see the bronze ones.
Oh, God.
I got an interesting story about that, too.
I'm willing to pause on this, please.
Sophomore prom.
Oh, no.
All right.
I was working at McDonald's in Maple Grove.
Yeah.
And the pre-prom dinner, I took my date to McDonald's, the one I worked at.
Oh
hell yeah.
It was closed.
Sure.
And I actually put out a tablecloth.
Aww.
And we had a Zippo light dinner because I had a Zippo and I just lit it and put it in the center of the table.
Yeah. Did you do the cool guy thing and you just did it like the quick flick down the pant leg to light it?
I tried twice. It didn't work.
I used to be able to do the pop the top
the
light
finger,
it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah. I mean, Patton taught me how to do that one.
Yeah.
I'm out of practice, though.
And there's the finger flick one.
I actually, senior year of high school, there was this guy that was kind of like our tech person for the auditorium theater area.
Yeah.
and he was kind of into me. And we used to, I was a TA for theater, and he was a TA for the library during the same, like, lunch hour rotation thing.
No, I don't want that.
So we would just, we would have lunch together all the time. And one day, he decided he was going to be super sweet, and he set up on the stage a table with, like, one of the candelabras from, like, the prop area.
Nice.
And just, like, made it all pretty and classy, and he... again, he was the tech board dude, so like he set up like a sunrise lighting color palette. Ooh. And had music playing over the auditorium speaker. I was like, I got nachos for lunch. This is... Oh. But I did not date him, but it was very sweet.
Fuck!
I mean,
that would have worked on me.
He surprised me with it.
You have a stronger constitution than I do.
He was a very lovely, wonderful friend, and
but he,
now
failed,
I just,
he failed his charisma save.
Like, what, the best part is he had the exact same birthday as me too.
Oh,
he was exactly like 23 minutes older than me.
Oh, that's why she didn't like him.
Yeah,
yeah, fucking older guys. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt a little. Fuck.
It was one of those spring autumn romances.
No, he was lovely, and I wish I had had any kind of attraction to him, but yeah. I just didn't.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Where were we?
No idea.
Oh, question number four.
Oh yeah, we went off the rails at restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Or buffet.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, the Champion Clubhouse was buffet
that,
style.
That depends on the location of either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, like, buffet is important to be particular about, because some of them are not good.
Just a hotbed of germs.
Yeah.
I would actually, like, in a new place or a new style of food, like, you know, new Greek place, new Indian place, stuff like that.
Sure.
I'd want a buffet so I could sample how they do each thing.
Yeah. No, that
so I'd have
sense.
To go buffet, not knowing what the...
Honestly, when I go to a new Chinese restaurant, I will always get the egg drop soup first before I get anything else.
Rest in peace, David Fong's.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so missed.
But, because... It's a relatively easy food. It's a staple. It should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what I like about it, I will know which foods I will probably enjoy most from their buffet.
And which was the food that your litmus test?
Oh, egg drop soup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, when I go to Chinese places, it is either the chicken broccoli or the chicken chow mein.
Yeah.
Is like my first test to see what they do, because that gives me an idea of how they spice stuff.
That's
the lo mein is my litmus test.
For me, the noodles in lo mein can drown out a lot of flavor. For me, can drown out a lot of flavors. So,
My biggest thing is the fried rice and the egg rolls, because egg rolls should have a very specific crunchiness to them.
Sure.
And if you cannot get the egg roll right, you overcook them, or if you do anything of a steamed nature where they sit too long under a thing. But then fried rice. If you're a Chinese restaurant and you cannot make fried rice, fuck you. Yeah. We're done. Like, I'm sorry. That's my bare minimum test.
Yeah.
Not my, you know, is this going to be a fried... But, yeah. Otherwise, most Chinese food is pretty much the same, so...
In fairness, that was the dish that I struggled the most with making when I was working at Chinese restaurants.
Fried rice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything
it's
else
like
is pretty
easy.
It's
like the one I can make at home.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buffet.
I'll buffet.
Go buffet.
Yeah.
All right. Question number five. Yes five, or no?
Five. No. I used to always be a yes, but now I'm a definite no.
I'm going to be a no on this one.
I'm going to say yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling optimistic.
All right.
I'm pretty positive.
Let's find out what this all means.
Yeah.
And by that I mean, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Question number one, fast or slow. When doing a large house project, do you cram it all in for every free hour you have, or work a little at a time until it's complete?
I have been working on painting my office for about 3 months now.
And that's the job you love the most.
And it is the one I love the most. But I'm also...
She's on coat number 15.
I'm also...
And color 4.
She's been avoiding the yard work a lot.
The room is an really inch happy. Smaller in every direction.
It's insulation. But no, I've been painting as I have downtime during work.
Oh, for sure. Gotcha.
So, yeah, it really is kind of a, well, I have exactly this much time to paint. Nope. Okay. And I had that entire 6 weeks where I had zero downtime. So, then there are times where my body, with my medical stuff being what it is just like, nope, you're not doing dick all today. And I'm like, all right, body, fair. I guess, fuck that. Yes, Kish, did you have something to share?
No,
with
I'm
the
just
going to
let it go.
Yeah. It's going to, you're not going to.
Nope.
It's going to toss that one back.
It
was too easy.
I was about to say, dick all was too blatant.
Butts.
A little juicy. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No solids. Yeah.
Anyway.
Good work.
I work a lot on momentum.
I get that.
And if I have something that needs to get done, I need to do the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the moment I stop or take a break or go, I'll finish this tomorrow, that's when the momentum is gone and I will not get it back.
I tried all weekend to buy mulch. fuck.
But I will whether it be an art project or whether it be a housework or whatever it is, I will work on it. As long as I'm working on it every day, you know, or something like that, like I can keep moving forward. But as soon as I miss one day, that's the end of it. It's never going to be done now.
So I don't feel that question matches the answers.
Oh.
Of fast or slow.
Mm.
Because if I speed through something, it's not, I mean, I'll get it, quote, done, but it's not going to be done. So I try to do stuff slowly so I get everything. So I make sure everything's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not necessarily that, you know, I do that one thing all the way through or, you know, what it seems like they mark as fast or, you know, spacing out over multiple days. That's not to me, that's not the thing. When you're actually doing the activity, are you doing it fast or slow? And to me, slow is better because if I make sure I do it right the first time, I don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
No, that's, I agree with that.
That's entirely fair.
Indeed.
So
I'm slow regardless of how you interpret it.
Yes, you are. Look at you go.
For me, it depends on what the thing is. If the toilet is broken or there's a problem with the shower or something like that, that gets fixed today. And it doesn't matter how much time I have to spend on it.
Having problems with the toilet float for the past 3 weeks.
Do you want me to fix it?
No.
Okay.
I think I actually got it fixed yesterday.
Oh,
but
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I offered to help her with the toilet many years ago and ended up giving her a plunger for her birthday with a card that says, "For all the shit I've given you."
That is an actual true story.
With friends like these.
Beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs enemas? So the...
I think a roommate walked off with that plunger, too, at one point. I know, right? Never mind.
Bastard. It was a last-second buy at a Cub Food, so it wasn't the best plunger.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Right. Yeah.
I think it really depends on what it is. There are some projects that I just don't think that they're ever going to get to the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get done a little bit at a time because all of the other things have to get done at once.
Right.
And in the meantime, dishes and laundry and fucking everything else. Buying everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Question number two, slow or fast. When going on a trip, is your bag open on your dresser all week, putting stuff in as you go, or do you pack it all up an hour before you leave?
I do both.
Huh.
See, what I'll do is I'll have the best intentions of, like, solely packing to make sure I have everything there. But my severe ADHD will forget what I've packed. So, like, minutes before I have to run out the door,
take everything out.
I dump everything out. Okay, that.
Yeah.
Did I do that? Oh, shit. You know?
I ended up doing that on my trip to Japan because somebody recommended that I pack very differently from how I had set my bags up.
Yeah.
I packed the night before.
Oh.
I pack the night before, and then toiletries get packed day of because I'm usually using the same one.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as like the clothes and everything else.
I've got a bag of toiletries that are just for travel.
Yeah, I got that now too.
I've actually started, I have some toiletries that I use for the gym.
Sure.
And I keep it in my gym bag, and then I've started just pulling that out for travel. But sometimes you need extra stuff. Depending on what you're doing on your travel.
I get that.
I have a different bag for normal travel that I do for camping.
Mm. Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's because he poops in the camping one.
Question number three.
Jesus Christ.
Yard work or painting a room, which is more zen?
Oh, I love painting a room.
Painting is very zen.
So fucking
there's so
zen.
Little thought.
Both are torture.
For me, yard work would be more zen.
I get so focused on edging, you guys. It's just...
God. You kind of need to focus.
Very important to focus
while
edging.
If you let it slip,
edging.
There's going to be a huge mess. it's going to be all over the floor.
A lot to clean up.
Yeah, you might fuck up the carpet.
I would say yard work is more zen, but both are just
those
torture.
Clothes are never getting clean.
Fair.
It's just all over the bed now.
Your yard work?
Yep.
Okay. Flower bed.
One of your feet is in the tray.
Question number four. Restaurant or buffet? After a long day, which sounds better?
Buffet.
Actually, I'm going to go restaurant because then somebody will bring it to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't have to get up for shit.
No, I agree. After a long day, let me just sit here like a lump. You bring the food to me.
This depends on the type of long day.
A
physically grueling long day?
Yep.
Restaurant. A mentally grueling long day, buffet.
If I
really,
I can see that
because usually the thing that I need
so you don't have to make a choice. You can just kind of go.
You just you just. Go, I don't have to read something because
that looks good.
Yeah. Working in IT, you're reading a lot of logs and shit. I don't want something else to read. I just want
that
looks good.
Meat,
you know, meat.
This, No, for me, it depends on the type of long day too. But it's usually when I get exhausted, what I want is food. And I'm willing to, like, get up and move around for food. And I would rather have that food now than
waiting your turn for the cook to get to it and put it out. Yeah, bring it out.
In many cases, I would rather have that.
I would rather sit there
and
vegetate.
There are definitely days that where I would.
Yeah, I'm definitely. And also, like, maybe you have to think to make an order. Normally, you just go to the one place that you always go to so that you don't have to think about it. You just make the order you normally make.
Mm-hmm.
But then, then you just have that time to let your brain mert. And you drink a bunch of water because water helps.
I'm so sad.
With everything.
I get the Blue Lion Tavern, the Blit, the Big Ugly Tent, has they've got Impossible beef patties, which is fantastic. I'm definitely 100% for that. I miss the black bean burger patties.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Because the best thing that I have had is a black bean patty on top of a beef patty.
Yep.
I can see that.
And I will walk over there. I will then sit down and wait after like a long day at Fest. I would just wait and then it was so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I have to admit, that burger in the BLT after hours, after a long, hot day, was the perfect thing. Any other time, it's probably the shittest burger I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
But no, in no that good. Moment, it is the best thing ever.
But
and I'll order two.
And I think any time that you've had a long day or a long weekend or a long whatever, you're working under half-starvation rules anyway, I think... In those circumstances,
but come on, a food book a day is enough.
Which I haven't gotten that in years. But that first meal after doing a lot of hard work
It's your body begging for fuel.
You could have anything, and it would be the best goddamn thing ever.
It was like at Convergence. Like, I cannot stand White Castle. But on Saturday at 1 a.m.,
oh my God.
When that White Castle hits, you know,
when they walked past the party room with the White Castle, and we were all like, "What?"
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That is exactly what your body wants right
in
that moment.
I may have a work-related White Castle story.
Oh.
All right. I'm in.
So, when I worked for Dell EMC, we had an office in Plymouth, and we had half this building in this, you know, it wasn't really set up for a lot of people because it used to be a warehouse, but they threw a bunch of cubes in it, and away you go. And we were kind of getting a forced overtime, but our manager said, you know what, I'll buy everybody, you know, dinner because I know you're all going to have to stay an hour late. I'll pay for your dinner. And in times past, he would get pizzas or, you know, whatever. And everybody kind of agreed we're sick of pizzas because we'd get it from the same place.
The
same four pizzas and blah, blah, blah. So this time he comes back with six Crave cases.
Oh.
And that's a lot of White Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were ravenous. So we started eating it, right?
Yeah.
This group of like
set upon it like a nature special.
Yeah, and this
rappers flying all over
like
the place.
65
little boxes piled up like a bunch of bones.
IT guys just dove into these things, and we had three women working there. And the problem is we had two bathrooms. We had a man. We had a guy's restroom and a girl's restroom.
Oh,
I can
and
attest.
The guy's restroom only had one toilet.
Oh no.
But it's got a sink.
And here's the thing. We
hopefully it sinks.
After like I'd say about an hour after we all ate, we sent two carloads of people to the gas station because the line to that singular restroom was not moving fast enough, and it was starting to smell.
I recommend a ditch in Iowa.
Yes, absolutely. I will say, being a woman in the tech industry, that is one of the nice perks, is that you basically have a restroom to yourself.
Right.
It's always clean. Like, occasionally you do run into another woman in the restroom, and you're like, oh, hey, neat. There's another one.
What are you doing? I'm in HR. Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Well, actually, but yeah, I will say that is one of the few perks of being a woman in tech is, man, you have a bathroom. Never have to wait.
All right, question number five. Yes or no? I said no.
I said yes.
Okay. Would you?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What have we done, James?
You have agreed to something.
Oh, God.
I believe it's legally binding.
We're going to have to help with the move.
Yep. Would you please come help me tear up this ugly-ass high school bathroom tile that's investing my safety orange kitchen? Also, anyone wants safety orange cabinets?
I mean,
actually,
for my garage.
Oh, shit. James will take your orange. James loves orange. Yeah. James will take all of your orange.
I didn't even think about it. I could just screw those to the wall.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Contact Robaba.
Yep. Well, I was just there because I'm already helping to run some Ethernet for that.
Oh, so you have already helped. Yeah.
How long ago was this sent?
Well, I will be.
It turns out that I have to
get into the attic.
It was last week, so it may or may not be later.
Yeah, no, it may be too late.
Well, find out.
Yeah, my days of doing construction work are long in the past.
Mm.
I did way too much of it. My body is wrecked. Yeah. And I honestly feel my lower back starting to hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah. My contribution to moving changed after I turned 30-ish. I started having the money to rent a truck because I knew people who worked there at U-Haul. And also because I was working a little more stable jobs. But I just got to the point where I was like, it is worth the $100-something to not cram all this shit into a bunch of like little hatchbacks and sedans and shit and make 15 trips and just get it all in one. And then I stand at the top of the truck, like at the top of the ramp in the truck, and I just Tetris everything into the truck.
You know what's even more worth it? The extra $500 to have two guys in a truck.
I was about to say, I a few years ago, I finally got to the point where I can just hire people to do it.
That happened for me later.
The way I came to that conclusion was I was having a lot of friends ask me to help move. And I would because I help my friends. I'm like, God, this sucks. And then I was like, it was time for me to move. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that to my friends.
And I have money.
I went to move out of the basement, and I had a bunch of heavy furniture, and I asked my dad for help, and my mom pulled me aside and was like, your dad is 75.
I will pay you
the money to get you movers.
I cannot help with lifting things. And we'll see what happens after the surgery.
Sure.
I am so hopeful I can get my back back. But what I can do is I can parallel park a moving truck like nobody's goddamn business.
I love parking a moving truck.
I will drive your truck. I will come with you to pick it up. I will, whatever you need for that. I will hold doors. I will buy pizza for people. Like, whatever. I can do all of those things. I just can't do, I can help pack. So if you got last minute packing shit, I'm there for
I'm the worst at that.
Yeah. I think the moving is but also two men in a junk truck. The place we moved out.
Got drunk?
It's specifically two men in a junk truck. Okay. It's the same company as two men in a truck, but they just take waste. Because when we moved out of the last place we lived in, we had been living, we'd been renting from somebody who inherited it when their friend died. Their friend died. They inherited the house, and that happened just at the point in time that my wife and I were about to start a family. So they're like, "We will rent this place to you because we suddenly have a house." And so we lived there for 8 years or some shit, like seven, 8 years.
Like that,
And in that entire time, there was just a lot of stuff in the basement
for sure.
And so when we moved out, and our landlady was going to sell the place, it was just like, there's a lot of stuff in the basement that we don't want, and previous owner obviously isn't around, so off it goes.
I did like that secret bar room you had in the basement.
It was pretty nice. I did enjoy that.
Previous AON labs.
But like by the end of it, they were down there literally with your shovels, like just scooping detritus into buckets hauling out. It's like, I don't have to deal with this. So anyway, closing thoughts. I bought a house and my credit score regrets it.
Sounds right.
They checked my credit score and I was insanely surprised at what it was.
I'm shocked at what mine is now.
I'm surprised when it's honest. Three digits.
Mine was like 847 today.
Holy shit.
Nicely done.
I didn't know that was legal.
I didn't either.
Shit, dude.
I'm curious now.
Hey, Kish, will you buy me a bunch of stuff?
Shit. I just bought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It was a one big bunch of stuff.
But none of it was for me.
Yeah. Fuck. You noticed that too, huh?
Good.
Yeah. No. What am I? Oh, 749. Not too bad.
Mm. That's pretty good. That's still...
I think mine has come back up from buying a house to like middle sixes.
Yeah, I bought my house. My house is the biggest purchase I've done in a long time. That was 10 years ago. So I had a lot of time for mine to recover from that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, middle sixes.
I think I'm just under 700 at this point because when Joe moved in, I bought a whole bunch of stuff to accommodate. So I charged a lot.
I finally had a bunch of like late payments and overpayments due and stuff like that fall off the back end.
Yeah.
When that happened, it boosted.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Thank you so very much to for sending in that Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
The form.
Does anybody have anything to plug? Shoutouts.
I want to give a shout-out to my friend for coming with me to the Twins game. Because, Jesus Christ, that was entertaining as hell. Nice. And I absolutely delighted in it. So, yeah.
Going to give my shout-out to the Minnesota Frost.
Woo!
Champions again! Fucking Dynasty! that will not last until next year.
Because the expansion rules suck.
Yep. Aw. But, it could happen, I suppose, but it won't be the same.
I'm going to give my my shout out rather selfishly to my spouse and partners over the last several days. I've just like had lovely, very supportive experiences, and it's good.
Yeah.
I'd like to give my shout out to Dane and Tom for 11 wonderful years at Burning Brothers Brewery. Sorry to see you go.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
Love to watch you walk away.
I mean, yeah. Actually, well, I was at Dane's for a barbecue yesterday.
It was just scotch eggs on.
No, it was
mashed potatoes.
It was two pork butts, an entire leg of lamb. And
wait a minute, you gave
chicken.
Me how much shit about eating butt?
And,
oh, thank you for that, Pinger. Lovely.
And once we got all that done, as far as smoked. Because Dane started at 5:30 in the morning. I showed up at 10:30 because I'm lazy. But once it was done cooking and resting, his mom then shows up with cake and a crap ton of sides. And it was Dane, Dennis, myself, and then Dane's immediate family. So we had so much that he started inviting the neighbors over.
Yeah.
Which is what Dane does.
If you ever get invited to one of Dane's barbecues,
just go.
Do not eat the day before.
No.
And you won't need to eat the day after.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were snacking on ring bologna while we were waiting for the smoking to finish.
Damn, yeah. Yes.
So we got all the food groups, We got the pork, the chicken, the lamb.
Circle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pork, chicken, lamb, and beef. Yep. All four food groups. Yep.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do, but not just yet.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
How about now?
My Vilten show is coming up. It's the one I'm directing.
Ooh.
Details later.
Fifth coming.
I'll plug Hayes Public House.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Up
do
in
that
Buffalo.
Up.
Please help keep them open because great place.
H-A-Y-E-S.
Yes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Laszlo will be at the end of the bar in what they call Shithead's Row. Like, literally, there's a plaque on the bar that says Shithead's Row.
Yeah.
Seems appropriate.
That's where I sit at my local bar, too. It has a plaque, but I don't remember what it's. It doesn't say shitheads, but
it doesn't say anything.
Concept.
It's just people pick their teeth and then wipe it on the
bar.
But it becomes shiny in that one spot, so it looks like a plaque from a distance.
Yeah,
at the right angle.
Uh-huh.
No, I think it's like
it just says "wash me."
I think it's like regular something or whatever. Yeah, same concept.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Kish for being our guest. It's been way too long since you've graced our airwaves. Thank you to Robaba for sending in the Fast Five.
Yeah,
we need more, so do that thing, that voodoo that you do so well.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, just close it.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.